Good evening. Thank you. Okay, on va commencer, on va poursuivre donc sur la presse britannique. Last week, or 2 weeks ago, I was talking to you about the popular press, and today I want to look firstly at the quality press and then at radio and television. Okay? So calm down and listen carefully. So here we have a little information about the quality papers. Remember, quality is a label. It does not mean that everything you read is of quality. We have 5 daily newspapers which are considered to be quality. 3 of them are conservative, the Daily Telegraph. We imagine the Daily Telegraph read by retired military men. It's probably not completely true, but we imagine a retired military man would read the Daily Telegraph. The Times, which is very much the establishment newspaper, it is the most famous. Like in France you have Le Monde, which is very respected, and the Times in the same way is very respected. It's also extremely old. The Times was first published in the 18th century. It is 250 years old, which is very exceptional for a newspaper. And the Financial Times, which is a daily newspaper, it does not talk only about finance, it talks about general news, including sports and politics, science, art, culture, etc. More on the left wing, more liberal, attention, more liberal, et pas libéral, quand on dit liberal, en anglais, surtout en américain, on veut dire un petit peu à gauche. C'est pas comme le mot libéral. Liberal. More liberal newspapers, The Guardian and The Independent. Notice the numbers. 600,000 for the Daily Telegraph, 400,000 for the Times. This is much lower than the popular newspapers. Remember, the Sun has 3 million. But these numbers would be very good in France. These are high numbers compared with France. Quite a high number there. Here we have some examples then. You can see that the headlines are not so big. The headlines, notez bien que pour le titre de l'article dans un journal, il faut dire headline. Et non, et jamais title. Titles, c'est pour les livres, les films. And articles have headlines. So here you have a headline from the Times. Children face danger of mobile phone tumors. Alors, attention, forget it. Les SMS, ça va. And on the other side, you have the Financial Times. And then you have, in fact, a financial title, sorry, a financial headline. Pressure intensifies on bank to cut rates.
Vous să se pun oameni la cu el.
Again, the Times, in the last few years, the Times has used a lot more photographs. Look at that, a big photograph on the front page. So this is a contrast with, for example, Le Monde. You know, Le Monde does not usually use photographs. So the Times has become a little more popular. Yeah, big photographs, this is to attract people. Yeah, aid starts to flow into the lands laid to waste, which is in the policy. L'aide internationale commence à arriver à cet endroit que je sais même pas où c'est. Yeah. Très très peu, très très peu. Vous lisez Le Monde, faut l'acheter de temps en temps. Non, justement, Le Monde est exceptionnel. Ils utilisent quasiment pas de photos dans Le Monde. C'est incroyable. En fait. Il y a que Le Monde qui ose faire ça. Tous les autres, ils perdraient tout le lecteur tout de suite. Les aides internationales commencent à couler. Here we have two more examples, the Daily Telegraph on the left, of course. They are very happy because the Olympic Games are to be in London next year. And notice underneath it says, Victory for the Telegraph Sport Campaign. Le journal avait mené campagne pour que les Jeux Olympiques soient à Londres. Alors ils disent, c'est à cause de notre campagne. Pas vraiment. Hein? Much more bigger things, yeah. And a typical headline from the Independent on the other side, storm over Big Brother database. C'est ma femme qui m'a dit qu'il faut se taire pour faire taire les autres. Elle est inscrite en maternelle. Okay, the storm of the Big Brother database. Donc, Big Brother, bien sûr, c'est le personnage de 1984, from 1984 by George Orwell. So, the Independent is very angry because of a database which has a lot of information about individuals. It's a classic campaign by the Independent. Let's move on to the Sunday newspapers. Now, of course, in France, the Sunday newspapers are not so important. How many people read a newspaper last Sunday? Yeah. Things are changing in France. Now you have Aujourd'hui en France and Le Journal du Dimanche. But they are not very, very popular. In England, the Sunday newspapers are very big. 200 pages, 300 pages. Very big, like that. In America, if you buy the New York Times on a Sunday, it's enormous. And certainly in Britain, the Sunday Times and the Observer are very big on Sunday. The business section, the sports section, the cinema section, not pages, sections, the fashion section, the children's section. Yeah, very, very big. You can spend all Sunday in bed reading the newspaper. Of course, the newspaper is delivered to your door. That's important, yes, because on a Sunday, you go downstairs, you get the milk from the door and the newspaper, and you go back to bed with a cup of tea and 3 hours of newspaper to read. This part for you, darling. This part for you, darling. Etc. Okay. Right. Very big newspapers. There are also, just like in France, free newspapers like Metro, which was launched 10 years ago, 12 years ago, and is available in about 10 different towns. Of course, only in the big towns. Just like in France, if you live in a small town, you don't get Metro. No. If we leave the newspapers and we move on to magazines, I want to show you some of the magazines which are the most famous.
Il y a beaucoup de lumière, c'est vrai, mais bon, je dois.
On the left here is The Economist. Now, The Economist is a British magazine.
On pense souvent que c'est américain, pas du tout, c'est très britannique.
I recommend it. It's very well written. The English is very difficult. It's very funny as well. The Economist is a very conservative newspaper, magazine. They do not only talk about economics, they talk about everything. Politics, science, art, culture, rock music, yeah, everything. And Private Eye is a humorous magazine. I don't recommend it. Vous avez en France le canard enchaîné. Il ne faut pas le donner à vos invités étrangers pour lire, puis ils font rien, comprendre rien du tout. Private Eye is the same. It's full of jokes, which are only you can only understand if you know English politics extremely well. Here are more other kinds of magazines. We have Hello. Do you have Hello in France? Something similar, yeah. This is Gossip and Stars and ça fait un peu gala, quoi. C'est pas aussi bien que gala. Okay. In the center, this is a magazine for men, GQ. It's a new idea about 15 years ago, because if you go back 30 years ago, the only magazines for men were pornography. And 10 or 15 years ago, they produced new magazines for men. They are not always very intelligent, but it's not pornography. It's real magazines with articles to read. Very important. How to have bigger muscles, etc. I didn't read. We do have some weekly publications which are political. Red Pepper comes out every month. It's a general left-wing newspaper, a magazine, which is for people who want to organize in the trade union or demonstrations, etc. It's an activist magazine. This one says, fight the cuts, il faut combattre les coupes budgétaires. Okay, so standard one there. And on the other side you have Socialist Worker, or Le Nom du Tout. This is how to beat bosses, c'est comme ça qu'on gagne contre les patrons. Okay, so Socialist Worker, if you go to London on a Saturday morning, you will see people in front of the supermarkets. Yeah. Buy a Socialist Worker. Yeah. It's an activist magazine. These two are the most successful activist magazines. Of course, they are not trying to make money. Yeah, the object is not to make money. You can't make money with things like this. No advertising. And finally, New Statesman is a weekly magazine, more respectable. Many of the articles are written by professors or members of parliament. And in this one, you have the truth about GM food, the truth about genetically modified food. Your French is excellent. Yes, that's right. And underneath, another article, Asbestos cover-up, ce qu'on ne nous dit pas au sujet de l'amiante. L'amiante, asbestos. So, you can see the style. These are weekly publications for activists. Sometimes you have specialist magazines which are addressed to particular groups of people, ethnic or other groups. The Voice is published in Britain, in London, every week, and it is the voice of, it says, it is the voice of black people in Britain. Okay, so the aim is black people. En France, il y a Respect magazine qui n'est pas tout à fait la même chose. And you can see that this particular issue has two subjects. At the top, our hidden history, notre histoire cachée, donc ce qu'on fait des Noirs en Angleterre sans qu'on nous le raconte. Et ensuite, en dessous, young, gifted and black, il y a jeune, doué et noir, c'est le top 10 des héros noirs anglais de l'année dernière. Je suis désolé, je ne les connais pas, je ne les connais pas trop. Il y a beaucoup de musique dans l'histoire. On the other side, Cultura is a magazine produced in London for Polish people. I don't know if you remember, but there are 500,000 Polish people in Britain. It's a big immigration today, but very, very big, yes. My mother is very happy because the Catholic churches are full now. My mother is a Catholic, and before the Catholic churches were almost empty, and now the Polish arrive, they fill the churches. It's very good. Hocus Pocus NLP. Alors, c'est un petit peu amusant parce que les titres c'est en polonais. Mais le sous-titre là, Polish Weekly Magazine, c'est en anglais. So I don't know exactly what's going on there. Two more. Notice, here we have the Irish World. It is not a newspaper published in Ireland. It's a newspaper published in London. It's the voice of the Irish community in Britain. So, it's very different from reading newspapers from your home country. That's different. These are local newspapers for permanent immigrants. And of course, the Irish have been in England for a long time, hundreds of years. And most people in London who say, I am Irish, they are not going to go and live in Ireland. They are at home. Although you can see that the headline, A New Era for Ireland, the headline is about Ireland. They are not only political magazines, you have music, sports, etc. And on the other side, the Jewish Chronicle. The Jewish population in Britain is the second biggest in Europe. The biggest Jewish community in Europe is in France, and number two is in Britain. And here is a weekly newspaper, the Jewish Chronicle, talking about a war poet, donc c'est un poète, je vais formuler du premier, de la Première Guerre mondiale, etc. Again, politics, sport, culture, music, everything. For Jewish people in Britain. Generally, both of these newspapers are a little conservative, but can be very interesting. Vous, bien sûr, vous pouvez les tous trouver sur le web. Okay, that was a brief explanation of newspapers in Britain. So, first of all, the most important things to remember are firstly, British people read a lot of newspapers, like the Japanese, very, very high numbers, big money. And secondly, there is a big variety. For the daily newspapers, you have the popular press, which does not divide news from opinion, and the quality press, which is longer articles, a more serious approach, etc. Let's look then at the radio and then the television. The radio was first developed on a mass scale in the 1930s, and the BBC, which is very famous, the British Broadcasting Corporation, had the monopoly of radio. It was a monopoly. All of the radio was organised by the governments. And again, there is something rather surprising in that we normally think it's not a good idea to have government newspapers, but government radio is normal. In every country you have government radio. I don't know why. During World War II, the radio was very important. Most people had a radio during World War II. My mother had a radio during World War II. It's enormous. It's like the radios of the 1940s, they are enormous. Of course, in the 1950s, the 1960s especially, the radios become transistorized, very small. This is the organization of radio today, of BBC Radio today. It is divided into five important radio stations. This is public radio, BBC. BBC Radio 1, d'ailleurs, en général, on ne dit même pas BBC, on dit Radio 1. The best new music. Now, when I say new music, I mean 6 months maximum. Okay? This is really new music. It is today's music. You will never hear the Rolling Stones or Queen or the Beatles on Radio 1, never. It is new music, really new music. Radio 2 is much more general. On Radio 2, you will hear a little new music and a lot of music from the 1990s, 1980s, 1970s, 1960s, 1950s, etc. If you are English, of course, when you are young, you like Radio 1. And one day, something terrible happens, and you realize that you prefer Radio 2. That's when you begin to be old. It's very sad. Okay, so music and entertainment. You can listen to these on the web, on the internet. On Radio 2, you also have documentaries. Documentaries about rock music, about jazz music, folk music, etc. Go to look at the website. There is something for everybody. Radio 3 is a little more bourgeois. Originally, Radio 3 was classical music only. But today, it's a little more modern. Classical and jazz and world. I don't know what world is, but it's a kind of music. You also, if you wanted to listen to an opera, Radio 3, not opera. All the Edith music, really, or the ce qu'on dit en français, la musique savante. Radio 4, there is practically no music, it's talking. Debates, theatre, comedy, science documentaries, history documentaries, philosophy. But in general, I think, relatively accessible. The programmes are short, 15 minutes or 20 minutes for a programme, not 2 hours, quite short programmes. And if you find a subject you like, they can be very good. Also, sports. And Radio 5 Live is live news and live sports. Donc le sport d'orient. Now, sport is very important in Britain, and people listen to cricket on the radio. Now, cricket is an extremely boring game. A cricket match lasts 5 days. And you listen to it on the radio for 5 days. It's incredible. Se come con gallo la canzone. So that's the BBC. There is also an international service, the BBC World Service, which has about 120 million listeners around the world. And there is the web address, http://www.bbc.co.uk/radio/. Okay. I do recommend that you go to look. I think you will find something to interest you, whether it's, you know, science or rap or techno or opera. There's something for everybody on the BBC website. Before the internet, it was impossible to listen to in France. Very, very, very useful. Okay. There are also a lot of private radio stations which are often local. Let's have a look then at television and the British are very proud of BBC television, which does have a very good reputation. When the BBC make a film, they can sell it to every country in the world because the BBC has a good reputation. This is just... This is just... I'm afraid you're dead. This is just a plaque, a historical plaque, to show the place where the BBC first organised a regular high-definition television service in 1936. Of course, in 1936, only people with a lot of money had a television. It was a luxury. When I was a child, about half of my friends had televisions. 50-50. We had a television every winter. No television in the summer, but television in the winter. Expensive. Mais on n'avait pas de Wii, de Xbox, ni rien. On s'est fait chier. Okay, television then is divided. Just as in France, television is divided into public channels. BBC One and BBC Two, in particular, which derive most of their money from the television licence fee. This is the expression, licence fee. A licence fee is money you must pay every year if you have a television. If you don't have a television, you don't have to pay the licence fee. You have seen the word, your French is very good. You have seen the word fee before with the university. In university you paid tuition fees. One thing which is very different, there is no advertising at all on BBC. The BBC channels have no advertising. Morning, afternoon, evening or night, no advertising at all on the BBC. So the principal means of funding is through the television licence. How much does it cost? £145 a year. En Afrique de l'Ouest, ça coûtait 145 livres 50 pence. That is approximately 170 euros. Ça coûte combien la redevance en France? Thank you. Okay, right, so that's the comparison. Um. as well as the public channels, then there are private channels. And the private channels were originally organized by a company called ITV, Independent Television.
Alors la télévision, c'est quand même un petit peu spécial parce que c'est pas tout à fait privé, parce que les entreprises privées doivent payer le gouvernement pour avoir le droit d'être une télévision. Alors c'est un peu spécial, c'est pas comme un supermarché.
Okay, so private channels, ITV, Independent Television, Channel 4 and Channel 5. Now, Channel 4, so it's a private channel, it is more cultural.
Ce n'est pas franchement comme Arte, parce que Arte, c'est... Il y a des choses bien sur Arte, mais il faut être réveillé, hein?
Channel 4 is a bit more relaxing. Very often they have a lot of documentaries, but the documentary is half an hour. Not 3 hours, half an hour. So it's more cut up into chunks. Whereas, like I say, sometimes you find good programs on Arte, but they're often very long, and in the evening you're often too tired. And of course, in France and in England too, the most important developments over the past few years is the boom in satellite television and in cable television. Satellite and cable television 50 years ago were really a luxury. And today, well, it's expensive, but it's not only for the rich. It's not only for the rich. And of course, satellite and cable television is very important for immigrants, because we like to see the television from our home country. Yeah. If I want, I can watch the BBC. It's wonderful. This is just a screenshot. C'est les réponses au prochain test. No. This is just a screenshot from the BBC television website. And you can see the different channels, BBC One, BBC Two, BBC Three, BBC Four, and children's BBC. There's a special channel for children. Now, this is just to show you two rather special programs which are very important to English people. First of all, this is a picture from a television show called Coronation Street. It is the most popular show in Britain. On average, there are 9 million people watching it every night. It is the longest running show in the world. The first episode... Can you listen to me, please? Thank you. The first episode was in 1960. The premier episode était en 1960, et il y a eu des nouvelles épisodes toutes les semaines depuis sans interruption. It's the oldest television series in the world. It is older than me. Can you imagine that? Yeah, it's older than me. That's very unusual. In television, it's very difficult for a program to continue for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. And it is simply the story of the lives of people, not real people, of the lives of people in a street in Manchester. This means that there are several different stories at the same time. when you switch on Coronation Street, you have a little bit about this person, a little bit about that person. And for English people, it's like the characters in Coronation Street are friends. When English people go on holiday to Spain, they phone, what happened on Coronation Street this week? Really, it's very, very important to people. And notice, this is a very British style, that it is not like Dallas. It is not rich people with a lot of money. It's very ordinary people. EastEnders is a similar programme from the BBC, and it has, the first episode was in 1985, and it has shown continuously every week since 1985. And it is the story of ordinary people in a street in London. It's a rather unusual concept. Sometimes it deals with trivial questions and sometimes with social questions. En fait, vous n'avez pas besoin de voir vraiment dans les détails, mais je voulais vous montrer quelque chose. This is a list of the top 10 or 12 programs, the most popular programs in one week on 2008, en fait, ça date un petit peu maintenant. And in the most popular programs, how many do you imagine are American programs? In the top 10, how many programs of the most popular programs do you think are American programs? Zero. Yeah. American television is not dominant in Britain. Now, this is very unusual, because if you listen to music in Britain, it's 50-50, 50% British, 50% American. If you go to the cinema in Britain, it's 75% American. But the television in Britain has remained the most... Il y a des émissions américaines, mais les plus populaires, c'est le britannique. And that's kind of interesting, the main things. So, let's have a look at number one. The most popular program in Britain, c'est un concours de danse classique, pas de danse classique, de danse de salon. Ça donne envie, hein? Ah, cool. Vous voyez pourquoi j'ai quitté le pays. That's the most popular program in Britain. D'ailleurs, les concours de danse, ça commence à marcher en France, mais c'est plutôt concours de danse moderne, ou de street dance. In Britain, it's... you have... Yeah? Yeah? Is it more traditional? Ah oui, c'est plus traditionnel, c'est ça? Okay. Number two. Le numéro deux, c'est le feuilleton dont je viens de parler, EastEnders. Le numéro trois is Antiques Roadshow. C'est une émission où les gens apportent les choses qu'ils ont trouvées dans leur grenier et les experts leur disent s'ils valent cher ou non. Many of these programs are hospital programs. Ça marche aussi en France, les urgences et tout ça. Yeah, that's very popular. Okay. La première liste, c'était les émissions les plus populaires sur la BBC. Voici les plus populaires sur les chaînes privées. C'est encore le cas qu'il y a zéro émission américaine dans le top 10. Okay. Coronation Street, The X Factor. It's a talent show. C'est un peu genre France, un incroyable talent. Police shows, comedy shows, Now, one important difference between French and British television is that the programmes in Britain are much shorter. It's very traditional to have half an hour comedy, then half an hour documentary, then half an hour gossip, then half an hour something else. Whereas in France you have longer programmes. That's a big difference. And secondly, there are not so many films on British television. In France, there are a lot of films.
There you go.
Of course, Rupert Murdoch, on a déjà rencontré, we already saw Rupert Murdoch, who owns The Sun and The Times. He also is the biggest player in satellite television, and he is the owner of BSkyB, British Sky Broadcasting, which is a group of six channels to which you have to subscribe. Et donc il faut payer un abonnement. And they have 10 million customers. That's not bad. And last year, j'ai vérifié pour l'année dernière, ils ont fait un profit, après avoir payé les impôts, 870 millions de livres. Correct? Huh? Okay. So, if you want a job. That's satellite television. The other new product which is selling in Britain and in France, of course, c'est ce qu'on appelle la vidéo à la demande, ou l'émission à la demande. Et en anglais, ça s'appelle, c'est marqué tout en bas, pay-per-view. Non mais il ne faut pas tout écrire. Hein. Il ne faut pas tout écrire. Il faut mettre 1990, BSkyB, payant, 10 millions de clients, c'est fini. Vous n'allez pas tout écrire. Hein. On dirait des lycéens. OK. Right. So, there's a lot of money, of course, in satellite television. And extremely big money is in football. Remember, of course, football is very popular in France, but in Britain you have far more people going to football. In London, there are 20 professional football teams. Just in London. It's massive. People are crazy about football. And if you can get the rights to show the football matches live, that's big money. D'ailleurs, depuis les DVD et les supermarchés, les pubs ont beaucoup de mal à attirer les clients. Alors très souvent, ils vont montrer les matchs de foot en direct au pub et ça attire les clients. So it's big money here. And of course, at the bottom, pay-per-view, la vidéo à la demande, évidemment, payer pour chaque visionnement. Okay, pay-per-view. It's going. Now, of course, you cannot show anything you like on television, and so there are two organisations who supervise the contents. The British Broadcasting, la BBC, les chefs pour surveiller la télé publique, and Ofcom. Ofcom is a section of the government, and their job is to check what goes on private television. Because, of course, they have rules about when can you put violence, respect for private life, etc., etc. They have some rules. In general, the practice in Britain is the same as in France. Ce qu'on n'a pas le droit de montrer en France, non plus en Angleterre, et vice-versa, en Angleterre. And here is the job, the mission the mission of Ofcom.
Donc voilà une description de ce qu'ils doivent faire.
Thank you very much for your attention. I will see you at the same time next week.